After the Parsha Shir last week, somebody came over and told me a story that I wanted to share. We discussed about how words have the ability to change a person's life. It was a story that we of the Avichai came and thanked somebody for a few words that he said to his father-in-law. Mamas changed the whole picture of how his father-in-law looked at him. And it's Maisa B'chol Yoyim. It doesn't have to be that drastic, but certainly how a person feels cared for when somebody takes interest in them, it's a whole different story. So as soon as I finished, somebody came over to tell me a story that his wife sat down, I think it was on a bus next to somebody, never saw this woman before him, and she said, "You know, you have a really nice shaytan." The lady said, "You don't know what you just did for me." "What's the story?" She said, "I'll tell you the truth, I just got married, and I'm being mitlabet, I'm being back and forth. Should I cover my hair? Should I not cover my hair? Should I cover? Should I not cover?" Today's the first day that I actually went out with a shaytel on, covered, and I bump into you, and this is what you say. I think that that's the deciding factor is your few words, and for now I'm going to cover my hair. So somebody that you never even saw before, but a few words gives you never know what it does. You never know what a few words could cause, but certainly. Not like the song that we grew up with, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, and words will never hurt me. Names will never hurt me." Words are much more powerful than sticks and stones. Say l'tov, even say l'mutov, and therefore it's kedai. I wanted to just stress, like we mentioned, that it's coming the end of the year. End of the year is the time to give thanks to. I know today my daughter's finished. I don't know if they had to, today's the last day to give a thank you. A thank you to the teachers. Thank you to the ganenet. A thank you to a rebbe. A thank you to whoever it is, everybody needs it, everybody can use it. It's much more important than the chocolate or the money, even, than you'll give. Is that that people need feedback. People need feedback, and it's extremely important. I heard it this week as well. I actually heard it myself from Rav Chaim Volkin, but I heard it this week from somebody else who was speaking, and he said that he heard the same thing from Chaim Volkin, who was the Mashgiach here in Eretz Yisrael. He said that his story was different. I heard Rav Chaim say it over as a story, just what happened with him. But the way that he said the story was as follows. He says that Reb Chaim Volkin came, he's an older Mashgiach here in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to speak in his yeshiva. B'kitzer, this is a Magid Shir that was saying over the story. And afterwards, he went over to him and he said, "I just want to tell you, you definitely don't need my thank you and my Yishkayach, Haskama, but what you spoke was perfect. I don't know if you had anybody else in mind, but it was exactly what I needed to hear, and exactly, it was amazing. It was..." So he turns to him and he says, "And why don't you think that I need your Haskama? Why do you think?" He says, "You don't think that I..." No, he didn't really. He says, "I'll tell you the truth." He says, "When I was 30 years ago, when Rav Shach spoke at Yad Eliyahu about his famous speech, well known, that was broadcasted over the entire world, B'ma'ase Yehudi, he spoke about what makes you into a Yid? What makes somebody that's not sharing a Torah mitzvah, somebody that's, what makes you into a Yid?" Because afterwards, Reb Chaim Volkin went over to Reb Shach and he told him, "The Yeshiva doesn't know what type of waves he caused by this, and how it really hit them in the core, and how really this tremendous positive feedback, and people really shaken up about it, and people, it was amazing. The Yeshiva doesn't need to hear from me. I just wanted to tell." He says, "Yeah. Reb Shach, really? People? It was taka. People." People really accepted it, people heard it, people... He says that even Reb Shach, even the Gadol Hador, still wants to know that his words were effective. I think this is specifically if you want to do a teva to somebody. I'm just picking this up because it's the closest to me. Anybody that puts out a alon that you read, doesn't have to be one that you read and you're nanner from, you had a vart to say over the Shabbos table, to call the person up and thank them. You have no idea what it does for a person. I'll tell you why. Because he puts out, and he has no idea. This is the one that I'm holding. But he used to be one of the Bnei Chabur. I'm very close to him. It's always something gishmak. He's not in a shir. No one's come over to him afterwards. He puts something out, and he has no idea. Do people read it? Do people not read it? I'm printing every month. I'm printing thousands of them. What's the story? To just give a person a thank you, imamish, as tremendous kayach. Bear it in mind, especially at the end of the year. That's the first thing to bear in mind is the end of the year. The second thing to bear in mind is this week's parasha. This week's parasha, it says interesting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzav HaMoshe Rabbeinu to Nekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Meizim Midyonim Achar Teyosef El HaMechol Meidav Amri Shalom Neymar Yecholtum Yitchem Anosh Matzova Aviyo Midyon Lo Seis Nikmas Hashem B'Midyon Kodesh Baruch Hu Seis Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Meishu B'nei Seis Nikmas Hashem Elef Lamat Lecho Matis Yisrael Tishlochu Tishlochu La Tova Meimotsu Me'alf Yisrael Elef Lamat Shnei Masrael Lecho Yitzei Tova. And it says that they went to go fight Vayitzbu Al Midyon Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Vayargu Kol Zechor. Doesn't say who. Vayitzbu Al Midyon, they came to as foot soldiers against Midyan, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. Vayargu Kol Zechor, doesn't say who. Vezmachim Midyon Horgu Achaleim, doesn't say who. Killed. Vezgilim Bemidyon Horgu Bacharav. Vayishbu Vnei Yisrael Es Neshe Midyon Vestapam Vezbemtam Vezkol Mechrim Vezkol Asher Chalom. Also in the throes of Bnei Yisrael, doesn't say they have Yitzbu Bnei Yisrael Midyon Vayargu Bnei Yisrael Kol Zechor. The only time that it says Bnei Yisrael is Dafka when it says Vayishbu Bnei Yisrael Neshe Midyon Vestapam Vezbemtam Vezkol Mechrim Vezkol Chalom Vezdozim. She says the Chesel Avram, Chidol's grandfather, Avram Uzulai, says that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that Be'etzem, every time that Vayitzbu Al Midyan, each person could be Vayargu Kol Zachar, each one individually went and he had a chilek in killing without anybody else. He says, but when it came to Vayishbu B'nei Yisrael Neshei Midyan, when it came to Neshei Midyan, where it says that they took all their jewelry, as it says later on, they brought it as a kapara, that they went in only as B'nei Yisrael. They didn't go in by themselves. They went in only with the other people. They went in with somebody else. Shouldn't it be that one person is going in for two reasons? One else chashad, and one out, there shouldn't be nechshol chas v'shalom. That's Be'etzem HaPasuk down to the Parsha. It says, Yisim Nekiyim Mi Hashem Mi Yisrael. Yisim Nekiyim means that a person has to be careful when he does something that, first of all, Mi Yisrael, Mi Hashem, he shouldn't be nechshol. Mi Yisrael, they shouldn't be chashad. Agav Dar HaChaim HaKadosh points out, he says that first it says Mi Hashem, and then it says Mi Yisrael. Because the person wants to be, that's the first. The first is to be Ribono Shel Olam. You have to make sure that you're not going to be nechshol. Second of all, then you have to make sure that there's no chashad. No chashad, you know the stories upon stories. The Chofetz Chaim used to be, he's careful about this. That he would go. Sometimes he was holding his tefillin. Was like, you know, after Man Kriyat Shema, he's going towards the shul. People shouldn't be chayshah that he's not only starting to daven now. Yeah, I already davened already. Already, you know, that not that you have to make yourself crazy, but the more all that akuda is, the more that a person has to be that people are looking at a person. The more a person has to be careful that there should be that it shouldn't be nechshon. It shouldn't be Neshon, it shouldn't be Cheshonim. And that's really, on a Kudim, when you get to the summer, when people are going out, is to be careful. To be careful. We daven every day, Al Tavien, Lady Day, Nisayin, Lady Nisayin. Don't bring us to Nisayin. First of all, that's we're asking Kaddish Baruch Hu not to bring us to Nisayin. But a person that puts themselves in Nisayin, then he's not, he's sticking himself into the mud himself. So, there's always that places that you, a person should go, and places maybe that a person shouldn't go. When a person is deciding beforehand in the summer where he should go and when he should go and how he should go, b'chulu, there's to bear in mind, out himself, out his family, out other people, out. It's not to put himself in the matzah when he's saying. There's a story I like to say. I mean, say over it. Chazal said the story with Abaya. Abaya, the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Nun Beis that he saw a man and a woman, they had slept in the same inn overnight, and now they were on their way, each one going to their kitzur. They asked, where are you going? The man and the woman, they're going in the same direction. So they said to each other, okay, well, you know, companionship, let's go, we'll walk together. So Abayah says, uh-oh, who knows what's going to be. So it says that Abayah followed them for like 3 parshais, 10 miles, to make sure that they don't do anything that they're not supposed to do. Gets at the end of the day, says that they had to part ways. They came to a fork in the road, and the man and the lady, the man was going to the right and the lady was going to the left. So they said, oh, it's so nice to be companionship, have a wonderful day. And they parted ways, and everything was just fine. Abaya was looking from the back. Abaya saw it, he said, oy vey, he says, I don't know if I was in such a matzah if I would be able to halt the chayn. So I'll say, godo mi chaver, yitzur godo mi menu. Don't think that these two people, they weren't so great. So my male, the yitzurah wasn't so terrible. But Abaya, yitzur godo mi menu. Now we said, Shani, we don't really find that by the Yitzur Yolomid, we don't find that Amaroyim were Nishol, Rahman Atlan. In Yitzur Yolomid, Lechera, we find that small people, yes, and the big people in Takanat, even though Lechera should be Fakir. I think the simple answer is because Abai never would have put himself in that situation in the first place. You don't go under, you don't walk for 10 miles with some lady that you never met beforehand and what's the design? Who knows what's going to be? Don't put yourself in this situation beforehand. Remember, it's always something to bear in mind towards the end of the year. First thing is a thank you. Yashikach to whoever it was that helped you out through, helped your children out, the gananet, the babysitter, whatever it is. People really need feedback. It's extremely important. They have to know that they're appreciated. And add in a few words, not just, we had to give your ear, thank you so much. Your care and the smile that you gave whenever I brought my child over made me feel as if he was bringing to something, one sentence, two sentences, that'll make all the difference for this person. It really changed it. The second thing is to bear in mind that when you're going to other places, go with the Gans B'nai Yisrael. Go with, it should be that it shouldn't be a masa, that a person brings something masa in Yisrael, a person is, we try to stay away from Yisrael, that we shouldn't come to Bizayin, Chas V'Shalom, Yisrael, Mekiyim, Yashem, and Yisrael.